15rounds.com here with unbeaten 140-pound contender Yoan Guzman. Your last fight, you scored a bittersweet victory over Ali Fanica. You won the fight, redeeming the last fight, which most people felt you lost. However, you missed weight. Did you know coming in that you weren't going to be able to make the weight because there was a big uproar about you being unable to make 135 pounds?
No, actually, he didn't know that he wasn't going to be able to
cosas que pasan, no pudimos hacer peso, pero ellos sabían que no podían no trabajar en eso y nada, ellos quisieron aceptar los términos.
He said that he worked to make 135, but couldn't make the 135, and that he knew that he had weight and that he wasn't able to make the weight anymore. 2 days and 45 days ago, that he wasn't able to make that weight anymore.
Now, after the first fight, you know, most people thought you were clearly outpointed. It was a draw, which shocked a lot of people. Do you accept that as a loss, or do you feel that you won the first fight?
No, la primera pelea yo no la perdí, pero mucha gente cree que yo la perdí. Entonces, la segunda demostré que la primera pelea, si no me ha botado mucha sangre, él no me toca la primera pelea también.
He said the first fight, he didn't feel that he lost, he felt that he was a draw, and he also said that if it wasn't for the blood coming down, broken nose or whatever that he suffered from the fight, that it would have been a totally different outcome also.
Now, tonight you're an interesting onlooker now that you're at 140 pounds. You have Nate Campbell against Victor Ortiz, and you also have Paulie Malignaggi against Amir Khan. Who do you think wins the Ortiz matchup, and also who do you think wins the Khan-Malignaggi matchup, and who would you like to face out of the four?
Well, I'm going to answer this, but we just had that discussion walking down. He said that he thinks that Paulie will win, and he also said that Campbell, he thinks that Campbell will win. He said he doesn't care who he faced, as long as he faced the winner of any other level.
In your opinion, if you could not name yourself, who is the best 140-pounder in the world? May it be Timothy Bradley, Devin Alexander, or someone else, if you could not name yourself?
No. ¿Quién es usted?
Ah, señor. Es que está duro la...
He said it's very hard to tell you who's the because there's a bunch of talent at 140.
That's a tournament.
He said he got to get a tournament, but they said it's a lot of good fighters at 140.
Do you have anything lined up at the moment, or you're just kind of waiting to see what happens?
Supposed to fight Casa Mayor July 31st, and LA Bay on the undercard of Juan Diaz and Marquez.
How do you feel about a fight with that? Casa Mayor is on the way out. You know, you're looking for a good win. Do you feel like Casa Mayor is the right guy for you to fight at this point?
Si tú piensas que Casa Mayor es la persona perfecta ahora mismo para pelear.
Es un tremendo peleador, veterano, y eso es que tengo que prepararme fuerte porque Casa Mayor es pura experiencia.
A lot of people said that Casa Mayor is out the door, but he's a well-experienced and he's a veteran, and he's still a good name.
Anything in closing for your fans around the world before you enjoy the fight tonight?
¿Qué tú quieres decir a la gente tuya?
Nada, que me apoyen ahora en la categoría 140 y que lo espero el día 31 en Mandela Bay.
He said he keeps supporting them, and they hope that you know he tune in July 31st and see him fight Casa Mayor.
Jose, Yoan, thank you very much. Muchas gracias.
Gracias.